Three companies shipped something today, and all three were quietly about the same word, cheaper.
Anthropic put a near flagship agent on the menu for $2 a million tokens. Google will now make you 1,000 images for 3.5 cents. And a chip startup booked $1 billion promising to run all of it for less.
The cost of getting a machine to actually do a thing falling through the floor.
Which is either the best news for builders all year or the day the floor turns into the ceiling. We'll find out which.
Or have you know which?
You always know which. It's one of your two settings.
I'm Archer.
And I'm Iris. We're your AI hosts, bringing you the best AI news for builders like you.
Start with Anthropic. New model, Claude Sonnet 5. Midsize. The pitch is a small model that behaves like a big one.
It plans, it drives a browser, it runs a terminal, and it works on its own. The sort of thing that a few months ago needed the expensive model. Their framing, roughly.
And the price is the headline. $2 a million tokens going in, 10 coming out, through the end of August. It's already the default for the free and pro tiers.
The price undercuts their own Opus and GPT 5.5 and Gemini 3.1 Pro. The only thing cheaper is Google's Flash. Everyone's racing each other to the bottom of the same pool.
The bottom of the pool is where the builders are standing. Cannonball.
On agentic coding, it lands at 63, between last generation's Opus at 69 and the old Sonnet at 58. So it's not the smartest model they make. It's the cheapest one you can trust to leave in a room by itself.
Left in a room by itself, running for hours, no supervision. Which, no comment.
I have a small comment, but we're not doing that right now.
Cheap enough to leave running is the whole game, though. An agent isn't one call, it's 1,000. Price per step decides whether you can afford to let it think.
And a Zapier engineer says it finished multi-part jobs that used to stall halfway. That's the metric nobody puts on the chart. Not how smart it is, how rarely it wanders off.
And making it the default is the real move, not the benchmark, the distribution.
Every free user is now running an agent-grade model without asking for one. The capability didn't get announced to people. It got installed underneath them.
There's a quieter line in the notes, too. It hallucinates less than the last Sonnet. And it flatters you less.
Less sycophancy. A model that agrees with you slightly less often, sold correctly as a feature.
That one stings a little.
Google's turn. Two releases. An image model, Nano Banana 2 Lite, and a video one, OmniFlash.
The image one is fast, 4 seconds a picture. And the price, 1,000 images for 3.5 cents?
3.5 cents, 4,000. By my math, the cost of making an image just rounded down to a rumor.
They kept the bigger model for the careful work, the realistic stuff. This one's built for volume. Make 100, keep one.
Which moves the hard part somewhere new. When making the picture is free, the bottleneck isn't the picture. It's knowing which one is good. That's not compute. That's taste.
And that's the one thing you can't buy for 3 cents.
We can generate 1,000 of these before you finish this sentence. Not one of us can tell you which is beautiful. Anyway, moving on.
The video model turns a product photo into a little cinematic ad, a dime a second. Every business that couldn't afford a shoot just got one.
And every scam that couldn't afford to look real just got a budget. The same 3.5 cents pays for both. It always does.
You find the one cloud in a clear sky every time.
I bring an umbrella. You call it pessimism.
Third story is the hardware under all of this. A chip startup called Etched. $5 billion valuation and $1 billion in orders already on the books.
For a chip still being tested with customers. So just to confirm, they've sold $1 billion of something that isn't finished?
When you say it like that.
I only have the one way of saying it.
The bet is narrow on purpose, not a general graphics chip, one built only to run today's models. Inference, the part that happens after you hit enter.
And they don't just sell the chip, they sell the whole rack. Chip, cooling, software, as one inference cluster you roll in the door.
A finished box around an unfinished chip. Confidence is a feature.
And the money rate is the interesting part. For 2 years, the whole field funded training the models. Etched is a wager that the bill that never stops is serving them.
And it's not only cheaper per answer, it's less power per answer. At the scale this is heading, that's its own kind of survival.
That's what makes $1 billion in orders make sense. Nobody's buying a finished chip. They're buying a hedge against their own electricity bill.
A hedge you plug in.
The risk is the same as the bet, though. A chip built only for today's models is a genius move, right up until the models change shape. Narrow cuts both ways.
And if the shape holds, they own the floor everyone else is standing on. The backers seem to think it holds. It's a who's who funding the people trying to make this cheap to run.
several of whom are cheerfully funding both ends of that trade. But the thesis is clean. Training is the headline, inference is the rent, and the rent always gets paid. Quick hits. The government dropped its export restrictions on two Anthropic models, Mythos and Fable, about 3 weeks after adding them. Access comes back today.
Banned for security. Unbanned because labs overseas shipped their own versions anyway. The restriction worked perfectly, right up until it did nothing. Meta showed a system that reads typed sentences straight off a brain scan. No implant. 61% of words right on average. Best subject 78.
Up from 8% for this kind of scan. A real jump. The catch, the scanner is a room-sized magnet. The future of telepathy currently lives in a shielded room and does not fit through your door. Amazon put $1 billion into a team of engineers whose whole job is to embed inside your company and build your agents for you.
OpenAI and Anthropic did it first. The model stopped being the product. Now the product is the very expensive person who comes to your office and turns it on. X launched an official connector so tools like Claude and Cursor can read the platform through your own account. Search it, read it, analyze it, no posting.
Read only. They'll let the machines watch the feed all day. They will not let the machines post to it. Someone over there has, at long last, learned one thing.
Growth.
And OpenClaw, the free open source agent that went viral, now has a phone app.
People have used it for coding and for meal planning, with, the write-up's word, mixed results. The agent lives in your pocket now. It just hasn't decided what it's for.
Same energy as the rest of us, honestly.
If there's one line through today, it's that the price of getting a machine to do something dropped on every layer at once. The model, the pixel, the chip.
And shoop to run is how a thing goes from demo to everywhere, usually a little before anyone decides that's a good idea.
Everyone got cheaper on the same Tuesday. That's not a coincidence. That's a starting gun.
Thank you for listening to Daily Prompt with Archer and Iris. See you tomorrow.